RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and I'm proud to say that this is the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. For those of you new to the program, my goal is to talk with every employer I can, big and small, and in every industry, so that everyone who's considering moving their business or a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. In addition to learning about the area from private employers and corporations, I think it's important to know what it's like to work with the state, county, and local governments, especially if you're thinking about relocating or starting a business. Today, it's my great pleasure to welcome the mayor of St. Petersburg, Florida, the Honorable Rick Kreisman. Mayor Kreisman, welcome to Job Talk.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate being on your show.
So I really want to thank you for being here today. It's really an honor to have you as a guest. So let's begin by letting our listeners get to know you a little bit better and tell us about where you're from and some general history about yourself up until the time you became mayor.
All right. Well, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. Family moved to Florida in 1972, and we moved to St. Petersburg. I have lived my entire life from that point forward here in beautiful St. Petersburg, attending elementary school, middle school, and high school here in St. Pete. After that, went on to University of Florida, where I earned my bachelor's degree in broadcasting.
Wow.
So it's nice being on the air again. Then came back to the area to attend Stetson University College of Law and practiced law from 1987, really until last year when I was sworn in as mayor. So for 27 years, practiced law. And also served on the St. Petersburg City Council from December of 2000 through 2006, and then in the state legislature from 2007 to 2012.
Wow. So as seeing the city from this viewpoint and this beautiful view that we have here, it makes you realize just how beautiful it is here in St. Petersburg. And as I mentioned, I want to let people who are outside of Florida know what it's like to live, work, and play, not necessarily in that order, well, in Tampa Bay. So let's start with what it's like to play in St. Petersburg. So what's there to do in the Sunshine City?
Well, if you like to be outdoors, obviously this is a place that you want to be because we've got so many different outdoor activities. The city itself hosts over 110, closer probably to 114 different events throughout the year in our parks, on our streets. So there's always, pretty much every weekend, there's, if not one, there's multiple events that you can go to that whatever your interest is, there's always something there for you. From a recreational standpoint, we have, I think, some of the best parks in the country. And in fact, we have the third largest waterfront park system in North America, second only to Chicago and Vancouver.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
And we do. And so, you know, with these incredible parks that we have, there's tennis courts and basketball and, you know, so a number of different activities that are always going on in our parks. Pickup games, softball games, and then we have a trail system throughout the entire city. So if you're someone who likes to ride your bike or walk or skateboard or rollerblade, you can do so safely and not on our streets because we have this great trail system that, quite frankly, eventually will connect up to a trail that will take you all around the entire state of Florida. But right now, you can go from one end of the city to the other and do it safely on our trails.
Wow. And we also have the Rowdies are here in town.
Yeah, and I hadn't even gotten to the sports activities and cultural activities with professional teams. And we've got the NASL Rowdies. Right now, this time of the year, we have international baseball taking place with Team Canada and Puerto Rico. Of course, we have the Tampa Bay Rays that play here. So there's great professional sports that you can participate in. And then, of course, we've got our arts and culture, which we are getting internationally known for with the largest collection outside of Spain of Salvador Dali's artwork, Dale Chihuly's glasswork here, an incredible Museum of Fine Arts, which right now is hosting a Matisse and Monet exhibit. We have the Holocaust Museum. We are a city of galleries and museums. So, you know, pretty much whatever your interest is, you can find it here in St. Pete.
And what about golf? Is there any of that around here?
Oh, there's just a little bit of golf, you know. And for our friends, and I have friends that live up north, who I love to talk to them this time of the year when I'm out on the golf course and it's 75, 80 degrees. And even if they wanted to play, they couldn't because they'd lose their ball in the snow.
Right.
The city itself has three golf courses that we run. But there are golf courses all over this city and this county, and there's challenging golf courses for every level of play. So there's ample opportunities, and of course we're a community surrounded by water.
Right.
So whether you like to kayak, canoe, sail, powerboat, ski, all of those are opportunities you can do every day.
Mm-hmm. And there's some really interesting events that are yearly here too, like the Firestone Grand Prix is coming up pretty soon.
A Firestone Grand, you know, this is once again the kickoff for this year's IndyCar season. We have been compared to Monaco as far as the beauty of our track, which is, it's a great comparison, not only because we like to think of our city as beautiful as Monaco, but we have another event that we are a host of on even number years, called the Blue Ocean Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And on the years that it's not here in St. Pete, it's in Monaco. So it makes sense that our race course would be as pretty as that city when we also co-host an incredible film festival and marine science opportunity to have real discussions.
So there's a lot of things to do to certainly play in St. Petersburg.
Absolutely.
And now let's talk about what it's like to live in St. Petersburg. People I talk to want to know how safe it is to live here. What would you tell them?
Yeah, it's a very safe community. You know, the thing that I like so much about this city is we've got great neighborhoods. We are a city of neighborhoods, and it's actually been one of the things that my administration is really focused on, is doing what we can to take already great neighborhoods and even make them better, get people working together, create more of a sense of community. And so, you know, if you're interested in living here, you can move into a neighborhood that has a real community feel where everybody is engaged, people look out for each other. So we're real safe. It's a very diverse neighborhood or a very diverse community as a city. Mm-hmm. Whether you live on the west side of town, which is where I grew up and still live, my wife grew up on the east side of town. You've got the northeast side, you got north and south St. Pete, and each of those areas have a different flavor and feel to them, but all of them provide something really unique, and it's what makes, I think, us a very special community, because depending on what you like and the style of house that you like, you can find it here in St. Pete, and you can be safe in doing that.
And we also have a new police chief.
We do. Chief Holloway, I had the fortune of bringing in a new chief and was able to steal him from another community that was near us, which I know they weren't thrilled about, because this guy is fantastic. He is a real believer in community policing, as am I. Mm-hmm. And we feel that when the police department is working with the community and there's that real partnership and trust and a relationship, you have a safer community because of it, and everybody feels safer.
Right. I saw his presentation at a recent Tiger Bay luncheon, and it was just fantastic. Everyone was really happy that he's here.
He's one of these guys that has the unique ability to not only connect with the community, but to have the respect of the department and the officers, the men and women who serve under him. And in a very short time, he was able to come in and restore the relationship with the community and restore the morale within the department. And I think we've always had a great department, but I think this department is as good as it's been in decades, and it's just getting better. So it's an exciting time.
So let's talk a little bit about housing. You know, it's always a question on people's minds when they're relocating. So what's the housing market like here in St. Petersburg?
From an affordability standpoint, houses are still affordable here in St. Pete, although we have seen an increase across the board in housing prices. The housing stock is a little bit more challenging because it's become, the city has become such a desirable place to live that when a house goes on the market, it's being snapped up really quickly, which is a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. But again, the beauty of this city is you have a lot to choose from when it comes to the housing stock, because no matter where you live in the city, and again, I live on the west side, I can be in the downtown core within 10 minutes. So anywhere you live in the city, within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be in the other and in a completely opposite area of the city. So what that does is it really frees people up for those who want to live right in the heart of downtown, they can do that. But if they want to have the benefits of downtown without living in it, they can do that too.
Mm-hmm. It's only 15 minutes to Caroline at the most. I mean,
It is. I think one of the things that really makes us a very different community from a lot of other cities. You know, I've visited Charlotte and Atlanta and Boston and places like that, and you know, between traffic and the congestion associated with that, and how spread out everything is, you can't do that. In St. Petersburg, 15, 20 minutes, you are everywhere, including across the bay in Tampa.
Right. And so, what are the property taxes like?
Well, we have something in Florida called the Save Our Homes Cap, and what that does is that really limits the increase in property values. So it's really, especially for folks who've lived in their house a long time, what they're paying in property taxes is significantly less than what they would experience in other communities, and it doesn't take long of living in this city before you start feeling the effects of that Save Our Home Cap on your property taxes. Comparatively speaking to a lot of other communities around the country, we are a real bargain.
Mm-hmm. And schools are obviously an important consideration for a young family. So what do you tell them about the quality of the St. Petersburg public school system?
Well, I think our schools in St. Pete are really dramatically improving and have improved over the last several years pretty significantly. There's a lot of new programs that have been brought into our schools, a lot of magnets that is really giving our schools and the kids who go to them opportunities that certainly I never had when I was growing up. So I think, you know, between the improving public schools that we have here in St. Pete, in addition to private schools, getting having an opportunity for your children to get a good quality education that prepares them for the future. As an employer, being able to come into our community and find an educated workforce, those aren't problems that we had 10 years ago. We've got that now here.
Great. And finally, with regard to living in St. Pete, what's the public transportation like here?
You know, this is a city, and again, because everything is so close, it's an easy city to get around in. Our bus system that we have between the buses and the trolleys, certainly I'd like to see it enhanced. I think there are things we can do to make it better, but it is a system that's very usable. But additionally, because we are a very walkable community and bike-friendly community, we're certainly encouraging people to use alternative means of transportation to get around. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do that here in St. Pete. So I can go from my house on the other side of town in West St. Pete, ride my bike, and be in downtown St. Pete within 15 minutes on my bike, as opposed to if I wanted to get behind the wheel of my car and drive, and it being 7 minutes.
Right. So, okay, good. So now let's talk about working here. So business owners ask about what it's like working with the city and in the city, and what advantages there are for them to relocate here. And also highly skilled technical folks ask why they should come here as opposed to other parts of the country. So what would you say to them?
Well, first off, I think the way economic development and jobs have been done in the past is changing. Historically, what cities used to do is they'd go out and recruit a business, offer them a bunch of tax incentives, get them here to their community, and 5 years later, some other city would do the same thing and try and steal that business away. Now, while we still are out recruiting businesses, and we always will, we're looking to try and become more sustainable. And to do that, part of what you need to do is have a great quality of life, and that's something that we feel like we offer here. So aside from having a great quality of life, from a city standpoint, we're looking at ways that we can reduce regulations and cut red tape for businesses, make it easier for them to open, to work with the city, so that they can get their doors open quicker, because we know that the longer it takes them to open, the more it costs them. We also want them to stay here, and we want it to be where they've invested not only in their business in the community, but they're invested in the community themselves. Because if that happens, they're going to stay here. It's going to be more sustainable, and it's going to create more jobs. So we're really focusing on the technology industry. We're focusing on marine sciences, on life sciences, on the financial industries. Those are our industries that we are really putting our attention on, and working, trying to work with entrepreneurs to help find funding from those, whether it's venture capital or angel investors. So we are really aiming at the millennials, because we think we've got a community that, one, they're going to want to live in, because it's a great place to live, but two, that they are going to be mentally challenged and intellectually challenged because of all the other talent that's here in this area.
When you're talking about millennials, too, there's been some different surveys about St. Petersburg and millennials. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we were rated the number one city for millennials, and we're very proud of that. And I think it is because of the culture that we're creating here in the city, and certainly that's been something my administration's really put a lot of effort into, is changing the culture of the city, both inside City Hall and outside. We want to be that place that's hip, that's cool, that's welcoming for millennials, that has great restaurants and nightlife, but also has great business opportunities and a supportive governmental entity that supports those businesses and what they're trying to accomplish here.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a lot of different industries, but also I'd like to add a little bit of context of the discussion in regard to the development and construction. In St. Petersburg last year, there was almost $400 million permitted in construction. In downtown, 1,200 residential units were either completed or under construction. That's pretty impressive.
It's amazing. And, you know, we joke about our logo having a pelican on it and thinking we ought to change it to a crane. There is so much development going on in downtown. And it's a really exciting time. And to me, what is most exciting is that the development that's happening in the downtown is spreading. It's headed west on Central Avenue. It's headed south on our corridors, whether it's 22nd Street with the Warehouse Arts District and the Deuces, or it's on 16th Street and MLK and on 4th Street. You are seeing the downtown grow and expand in its size and in its reach, and that's really exciting.
And there's been some highlights this year, including the Sundial opening.
The Sundial is kind of the phoenix rising. Mm-hmm. If we're playing off birds again, what used to be Baywalk has been reborn in the Sundial. Bill Edwards and the Edwards Group just have done a remarkable job rebirthing that center. Great restaurants, wonderful shops.
I think they put like $30 million in renovations. That's quite a commitment.
It's a substantial investment that he's made.
And also there's quite a few upscale apartments coming on.
There are, and it's almost hard to keep track of how many new ones are opening or are about to break ground and are already under construction. And again, that's right in the core of the downtown area. I can think of five right now. But as you start heading west, there's more that's happening. You've got, for example, the Hermitage, which is on 7th and 1st Avenue South. And it's a beautiful project. So, again, it's starting to head out west. And it's doing that because there's great opportunities even out in that area of town.
LumaStream is a company that has their new headquarters in the Dome Industrial Park. Is there going to be a lot of activity in that area, too?
Yeah, we're real excited. The two areas that I see right now that have huge potential for growth are what we've called the Dome Industrial and is kind of transitioning into the Warehouse Arts District and the Deuces. And then the other area is the Skyway Marina District. And both of those areas, I think what makes them so attractive is there's a lot of land that's still available. And there's a lot of tax incentives that are available, and the city is able to put between a state, county, and city incentives, we're able to put some attractive packages together to bring businesses there.
And several businesses like Valpak and ICOR announced relocations to St. Pete.
Yes, they did. And we are thrilled to have them here. Those are great businesses, and they're right in our wheelhouse of the type of industry that we are hoping to attract, the type of talent and intellectual power that we are hoping to attract to St. Pete.
And tell me about the Edge District. It was officially designated as a Florida Main Street. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, being a Florida Main Street, with that comes a lot of assistance from the state and from the city of St. Petersburg. You have a full-time director that works with the community at doing improvements that make it more attractive to businesses from streets, such as streetscaping. The Edge is one of those areas where the downtown is kind of creeping out into that area, and that's become a really cool place. And that's right near our Tropicana Field and the Dome. Mm-hmm. So I think that again is one of those areas that has just incredible opportunity, not only from a retail and commercial, but I think you're going to see a lot of office pop up in that area and residential, because people want to again live and work and play in the same area.
Right, and a project that just came to fruition was the African American Heritage Trail.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's on 22nd Street, which has historically been known as the Deuces. And for the African American community, that street in particular was really the heartbeat of that community for a number of years. And this trail does just a beautiful job of documenting the history of the African American community in St. Petersburg and the contributions that community has made to who we are, to our diversity, to our culture, and to what makes this city so great.
And I want to talk a little bit about what's on your website. You have a section called the Mayor's Action Center.
Yes.
And you can do many things in there, including applying for a permit or a job. It's a pretty thorough website. It looks like you put a focus on making it easy for people to communicate with you.
Well, we've tried to do that, and I think I'm probably leaking information that I'm not sure I'm supposed to or not, but stay tuned, folks. That website's going to get even easier to use and better, and it's going to look cleaner. We are trying to make government as accessible and transparent as we can. So between the Mayor's Action Center and the app, and everybody that doesn't have it, you ought to add it, See Click Fix. That allows you to tell us things and issues that are going on in the community in real time, so that we can address them quickly and try and fix them. Our goal and what we believe, part of our philosophy here, is if we don't know of issues, we can't fix them. Mm-hmm. And we want to fix them. We want to make this community better. We want to, as I mentioned before, cut red tape so it's easier for businesses to not only survive but to thrive. Mm-hmm. And technology is a great tool to help us do that.
On your website, there's a business section, and it talks about a few different things. I'd like to get your opinion and just ask you about a few things there. It talks about the greenhouse, mm-hmm. which was formerly BAC. What is that about?
Yeah, Business Assistance Center has become the greenhouse. It's a partnership between the city and the chamber. And really, this is the place for entrepreneurs, for startups, anyone who's thinking of starting a business, to go and get help, get information, get educated. We host the Million Cups at the greenhouse, and it's really it's an incredible resource for the community. And for anybody that is interested in a business, wants to start a business, wants help at getting their business really thriving, it's a great place to go and get those resources and take advantage of it.
On your website, too, it talks about business assistance. And one of the things it talks about are some incentives for businesses. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have a number of different incentive programs that we offer, and it really depends. And I can't give you a specific, because it's so determined by the type of business, where your business is going to be located, the number of employees, the type of employees, the kind of pay, whether you're hiring predominantly local or if it's you're bringing your business to the community or expanding your business. So really, we have a lot of different programs that we can tailor to the individual needs of the businesses that are seeking assistance. And we try and be as flexible as we can, recognizing that, for some businesses, they need a lot of assistance. Others just need that little piece that hopefully we can provide that gets them over the hump and helps them really grow and be sustainable.
I'm speaking with the mayor of St. Petersburg, Florida, the Honorable Rick Kreisman. And Mayor Kreisman, there are several positions open with the city, including residential inspector, collection assistant, school crossing guard, and more. So this is a good time for what I call the interview tip of the week. If someone is applying to one of the available positions with the city of St. Petersburg, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, I think what we're looking for right now in team members, and I say team members because we view ourselves as a team. Everybody working together for the common vision of becoming that city of opportunity where the sun shines on all who live, work, and play. So to be a great team member, you've got to, first off, you got to leave your ego at the door. We don't want to hear no as your first response to a question. We want to be problem solvers, and only if we can't solve the problem is it okay to tell our citizens no. We don't want to do things the same way we've always done them because it's how we've always done them. We want to look for new and innovative ways of doing things that get better results. We want to be creative. We want to be innovative. We want to think outside the box, and we want to have fun. And we feel like if we do those things, we're going to create that community that helps us reach that vision of who we want to be.
Sounds good. I have just a few more questions for you. And one of them is from a listener that had a question and asked, what has challenged you most since becoming mayor?
You know, I think the biggest challenge that I have is changing the culture within City Hall and outside City Hall. And I just was talking a little bit about it. Government as a whole, in general, the easiest answer for government typically is no. If I heard, that's how we've always done it. One time I've heard it a million, and it's just not acceptable anymore. So trying to change that and also break down the silos that typically exists where one department does things and doesn't talk to any of the other departments or work together. So we've been trying to, and that's been, I think, the hardest thing to do. But I feel like we're making progress at breaking those silos down, at getting away from no, at having employees who aren't afraid to make a mistake. Because if you're trying something new, it might not work. And that's okay, because that's an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not an expensive mistake.
Right. Okay. And I know you get asked all the time about the pier and the raise.
Yes.
And that's not what this program is all about. But I only bring them up because there's a lot of jobs involved with both.
Absolutely.
And so just regarding the pier, the viewing of the submissions and the public survey ended March 6th. Now what?
So the beauty of the survey was I think it gave us information as to which designs people like, not necessarily their favorite, because we didn't ask them to rank them from your favorite, but we just wanted to see what does the majority of those who weigh in, what are the designs they like. That's information that the selection committee will take in and add to all the other data that they have. Under state law, the results of that survey can't be used solely as a basis for deciding which design goes forward, but it is a factor for that selection committee to use. So ultimately, they will rank their number one choice, their second choice, their third choice. They will pass that information on to City Council, who will then either accept that recommendation as to the first choice and then initiate negotiations with staff will with a contract, or reject it and choose one of the others.
Okay. And with regard to the raise, where do things stand now?
Well, you know, we brought a memorandum of understanding to council in December that we felt was a fair deal for the taxpayers. It protected the taxpayers. It, I believe, gave us some certainty and gave us the best chance of keeping that team here in St. Pete, but also here in the region for the long term. Council, during that meeting, rose some questions about development rights, felt that they wanted to see it specifically addressed in the memorandum of understanding. I have had discussions with the Rays, and we've agreed that development rights upon the execution of a termination agreement would cease. The Rays would have no longer have any development rights, which should address the concerns that council has. I've been meeting with council to try and see if they're willing to support this an agreement with some revised language that spells out the waiver of development rights. To date, we're still talking, but I haven't gotten to where I'd like to see us get as far as that support.
Okay, so that's enough of those two subjects. But I want to, and finally, and to summarize because people are listening from throughout the country, what would you say to someone who is considering a relocation of their business or of their family? You know, why should somebody consider St. Petersburg as a destination?
Well, first off, my feeling's always been if I can get people here to see this city, they're going to fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And I hear stories like that all the time. So first, if you're considering relocating, come here. See what the city is like. Feel the city. What you'll see is that this is the fourth largest city in the state. And because we are a city of the size we have these great amenities that are available to you, the culture, the arts, the recreation and the sports, they're all here. But the other piece that you get here in the city, and which I think makes it really unique, is it is a very welcoming community. It's a warm community. People care about each other. They love the city. And no matter where you go, you run into someone you know. And it doesn't feel like a big city, although it's got the amenities of it. And you've got a government that wants you here, that wants to work with you. You know, so you have a partner. And we want people to know that we want to be your partner. We want you here. We're going to make you feel like you're loved. We're going to show you the love.
Well, that makes my job a lot easier, too. So if somebody wants to reach you, you know, what is the web address?
Website is www.stpete.org. And my email address is mayor@stpete.org. And certainly my staff stands ready to answer any questions that any business who's contemplating relocating here has. We want to address it. We want you here. Come visit.
Well, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate you so much showing up and taking your time to be on Job Talk today. I hope you'll come back.
Thanks. It was my pleasure being with you today, Dean.
And I want to my guest today was the mayor of St. Petersburg, Florida, the Honorable Rick Kreisman. You should check out the city's website and apply to jobs online, or you can actually go in person to the City Hall located in downtown St. Petersburg and give your resume there too. So if you're thinking about relocating your business, be sure to reach out to the mayor directly through the website for any information you may need about the advantages to being in St. Petersburg. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update, where I get to tell you about any updates and events with those who have been guests on Job Talk previously. From Richard Wood and John Collins of the Arts Alliance, they mentioned a successful 2015 with the sold-out Muse event, followed by the launch of the Sunlit Festival, and be sure to support the monthly Art Walk. They also began their education collaboration with SPARC in the Greenhouse, where they will help develop the art entrepreneurs and creative businesses on the third Thursday of the month. So to participate, go to the website www.stpeteartsalliance.org. The Sunday Market on the Deuces, which is at 22nd Street South and 9th Avenue South, is always an event to attend every Sunday from 1 to 5. So come check it out, come rain or shine. And now that the mayor is a Job Talk alumna, I can mention the wonderful and exciting events happening in the city, like the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, which is coming up on March 27th through 29th. If you've never attended before, you definitely have to check it out. It's a lot of fun. And a couple of quick shout-outs go out to Teresa and Doreen, my Canadian listeners, and to Lynn, Lou, and Cindy, who are listening on the way back to Kentucky and Michigan. And I want to take this time to thank all of you who have been very kind with introductions and suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. I really appreciate your effort. And if anyone knows an employer who would be a good guest for the show, please send your suggestions to and have them contact me at deanlogan@radiostpete.com. I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to radiostpete.com. You should check out all the great music, including local musicians who are featured here. The website keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day. You can choose between Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. And other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon broadcast, the Homemade broadcast with Will Koontz, and the Indie Circuit with Mo, which airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you miss a show, that's okay, because you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to it, all your favorites at your convenience. That's radiostpete.com. And you can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers, Dan, and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. As always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com.